Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread and down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Thank you.
word. Glory to God. That is what he is, the living word. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Tonight is questions and answers on the open mic on tonight. And we thank God, hallelujah, for everybody that is called in, everybody that is tuned in, everybody that's getting ready to call in. And we passing the tablet. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. And let me go ahead and get it started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. And, Lord, we thank you simply for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. We thank you in advance, Lord, for everything you're about to say and do. You truly are a mighty God, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that we can do all things through you. Hallelujah, Lord, because you, hallelujah, are the living God. And we praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you all tonight. Lord, we want you to know we love you. We appreciate you for each and everything that you do, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And we're going to glorify your name. We're going to love on you tonight, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. Lord, we ask that you lead the conversation on tonight. And we praise you in advance, hallelujah, for everything, hallelujah, that you are about to reveal to us on tonight. And we praise you, we magnify you, and Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For him being who he is, and it's God. Hallelujah. All by himself. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If you just called in, just tuned in, I am Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. Senior, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Find me on YouTube. Find me on TikTok. Find me on Facebook. Hallelujah. If you want more information, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, talked, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. It's questions and answers on tonight. Open mic. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God once again for everybody that's on the line on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just give me about 3 minutes and we're going to get this party started. Praise God.
Mother.
Glory to God. I done came too far. Hallelujah. On tonight, I done came too far. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For everybody that's called in. Hallelujah. Everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, and this is Question and Answer Night. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Open mic, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, praise God, and we do have a few questions, amen, that we have. I'm sorry, I'm still sending texts out, I was running a little behind, that's all me, my bad, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, but we are up and running, glory to God, hallelujah, it's questions and answers, hallelujah, amen, we got some questions about some scriptures, hallelujah, praise God, amen, this is being accurately communicated, amen, to us over through the pulpit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But before we get to that, let's get to our opening scripture. You know we got to go to Psalms 100 real quick. We cannot pass up. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 100. Amen. We talking about an attitude of gratitude. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, to the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at verse 4 real quick. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We got to come, hallelujah, into the presence of the Lord, giving him thanks. Hallelujah, amen. That's yes, why we say, why you open up with prayer? We open up with prayer to let the Lord know that we are grateful, to let the Lord know that we appreciate what he has done for us, to let the Lord know, hallelujah, amen, that we ain't forgot what he has done. Hallelujah, and we recognize everything that he's done.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, we are grateful for what he has done. Hallelujah, that we don't want to come off unappreciative at all. Hallelujah, amen. We want to come through the gate, giving him thanks. Hallelujah, in his courts with praise. Hallelujah, amen. That's why I let the Lord know who he is. Hallelujah, he is the omnipotent God. He is the almighty God. I let him know there ain't no God like you. Ain't no God next to you. Ain't no God above you, and it never will be. Glory to God, hallelujah. We got to lift him up and let him know that we know. We know who you are. Hallelujah, we praise you for being who you are. Hallelujah, amen. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. It's the same thing over and over. Hallelujah, we got to be thankful and we got to bless his name. We got to be thankful and we got to magnify his name. We got to be thankful and we got to glorify him. We got to lift him up. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is something we got to do on a daily. Hallelujah. Every day, all day, we got to be praising God. We got to be magnifying God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you so busy praising God and magnifying God, you ain't got time to disobey God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So when we come into the presence of God, it comes with a presence of an attitude of gratitude. Let's come before the throne being thankful. Hallelujah for who God is. Let's let him know. Let's praise him. Let's magnify him. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Glory to God on today. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in. Hallelujah. Everybody that's tuned in on tonight. We want to welcome everybody to Q&A. Open mic, open session. Hallelujah. Thank the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're going to lead off with the subject tonight. Amen. Praise God. I want to make sure I word it the way it was worded. Hallelujah. Amen. What is that? Amen. Praise God. Are scriptures being taught out of context? Praise God. In two scriptures, amen, were named specifically Luke 6:38 and James chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 17. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're gonna look at James chapter. We're gonna look at that one first. Let me make verify this is right. James chapter 2. Amen. On tonight. Hallelujah. And we've all heard this phrase. I'm finding it in the book. Glory to God. Amen. Does anybody have a comment on what they believe they have been taught about what this scripture means? Just from hearing it, amen, in the pulpit or hearing it, amen, from other religious people, other church folk, amen. What do you believe the preacher, the pastor has taught you about faith without works being dead? Glory to God. Amen. Nobody has ever heard of faith without works is dead. Glory to God. Well, let me ask this. What do you believe? What do you believe faith without works is dead is saying? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Anyone have any? Praise God. Any comment on what they believe? Faith without works is dead. Is saying. What do you believe that means? Nobody has a comment on it. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Nobody has a comment on this. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, amen. I hear you, man of God. Amen. I'm
amen.
Not to you.
That's the name of the Lord. Okay, since nobody, amen, I've been asking, praise God. Amen. Faith without works is dead. I've been led to believe that faith without works is dead meant that I had to do something. Praise God. If I was the one that was in need, I had to do something. Praise God. If I needed something, somebody, the preacher would tell me, faith without works is dead. You need something, so and you got faith that God gonna do it for you. So you need to do something to activate the faith that you have. Praise God. Is that what everybody's heard? That's what I've heard before. This is before I looked it up for myself. I'm telling you what I heard before I looked it up for myself. So has anybody else looked it up for themselves or had their own recollection of what that meant?
Yeah, I'm gonna comment on that, Elder. Amen. Peace and blessings to you, man of God. Amen. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm gonna speak from personal experience and what God has taught me on this. Because when I first came into the knowledge of God, He had to teach me certain things. And so what He taught me on this was, so like we in James 2, right? And you said from 9 to 17. Or just verse 17?
They always teach us verse 17. They don't never teach us nothing around verse 17. But I started at verse 14. Oh well, 13.
Okay. Okay. This particular scripture is dealing with a lot of things. Verse 13 says, For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. And mercy rejoices against judgment. Because mercy doesn't ride on what we deserve. Mercy falls on the line of God having compassion and not judging us for where we are or for what we've done. But giving us another chance to do the right thing. What the Lord showed me about faith without works, and this has blessed my life, and I want to give it to somebody tonight and hoping that they might pick it up too. God was saying to me, He said, now when you speak a word or you take up a word out of my word, and if you want that word to manifest in your life, you got to put action behind what you've heard. And the only way that we can make a word come alive for us is that we show God through our giving. Because I believe you said something about Luke 6:38.
No, we ain't on that.
Give. But I'm saying it tie in together. Because when He says give, He doesn't say any particular thing to give. Give.
He says it in the prior scripture. That's why I say we ain't got to that one yet. We're trying to figure out what this is saying in this one. But I'm saying how the two tie in together.
Faith without works. I'm trying to say this, Elder. I'm trying to say we want God to manifest something, but we don't want to give nothing. We want it for free. But God gave His life for it. And we're not understanding yet that until we invest, we're not going to get a return. It's just like in the natural. If you don't invest nothing, then you can't expect to get nothing in return. So if I say I believe God's word and God tell me to plant something with that to manifest that, then I should be hilariously happy to give so that I can get a return on my giving. And so we wonder what's up with God on His end, and He's saying, I'm wondering what's up on you on your end. Because you telling me you believe the word that I've given you, but you haven't put no action into it. And without action, it don't mean nothing. Because the action of our giving is the seed that is planted for us to receive the harvest that God wants us to have.
Okay.
Because doesn't the Bible say in Genesis Every seed produced after his own kind. So we think that if we plant money, God gonna give us something else. Now God gonna give you what you plant, what you sow. If you sow time, God gonna give you time. If you sow mercy, God gonna give you mercy. If you sow love, God gonna give you love. And then go back to Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. So if we want to unlock the door to faith without works, so I can say all day, oh, I believe the word. But I don't ever do nothing. I don't ever plant nothing. I don't ever give nothing. I'm just quoting the word, speaking the word. Then after a while, when I don't see nothing, then I'm asking God, Lord, I'm confessing, I'm claiming, why ain't nothing happening? He said, yeah, you're doing all that, but you ain't sowing, you ain't giving nothing behind what you're saying. So how can I move for you if you don't move for me? That's why he said with the tithe, prove me, test me, put me to the test, and see what I do, what I say I'm going to do. Because he know us. So that's why he put the prove there. That's why he put the work there, faith without works.
Okay, Apostle. I understand that, like, that's like a... That's like a revelation or a sermon that you're preaching right now. Like the question that
No. Hey, I'm just bringing home the faith and the works. I ain't trying to preach it.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. What the people are asking, and they're online saying it right now, that's not what the scripture says. That's not what the scripture is talking about when it says faith without works is dead. That's not
I know, but if you're talking about giving, it's talking about if you see your brother in need, a sister in need, and you don't give it to him, but you say, God bless you, that's still faith without work. I mean, if you got it and you don't give it to them.
Yeah, but that's what
I'm going to pray that the Lord bless you. But the Lord is saying, I want you to be a blessing. Not to say God bless you, but if you got it, you be a blessing. Am I right about it? Or am I wrong about it?
No, you're right about that.
But I'm saying already around the board, Elder, I'm saying already around the board, Luke 6:38 cover that, though. I mean, because it doesn't put a description on what to give. It just say give.
But isn't the description before that?
I mean, that's a law. That's a law. That's like a principle. That's like sowing and reaping.
Yeah, that's a godly principle. But we understand. I want you to understand what we're saying. We're not arguing the principle of the point. The people just wanted to know was what was specifically being discussed in the scripture.
If nobody's saying nothing,
you're saying is wrong or incorrect. Everything you said is correct. Completely correct, but the issue people were having were, okay, after we understand that's the principle, but what specifically was he talking about? Like, when he was talking about giving...
Helping your brother and sister out. Yeah, like if you see your brother and sister in need, and you have the means to meet the need, but you just give them a word and leave them desolate.
Amen.
God is saying, if you got the means to be a blessing, why would you say God bless you and wait for somebody else when God is saying, I'm looking at you?
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Yes, sir. That's it.
So he's saying, you got the word. But do you believe that it's your job to be a blessing to your brother or sister when you see them in need and all you can give them is a God bless you? Oh, God bless you. I pray God Bless you. God sent somebody to help you. No, God didn't send somebody.
And it was, come on,
if we got the means to help, then we are the blessed. And God is looking at us and said, okay, faith without works is dead. Because you didn't put no action into the God bless you. You waiting on somebody else to be the blessing. God is saying, no, I bless you to be the blessing. Because we don't know what God going to give to us in return for being a blessing to our brother and sister. We shouldn't even be worried about the return. We should be like thanking God that we able to be a blessing. Come on here, somebody. So, amen, that's fine. That's what the Lord gave me on it. Amen. So whoever want to pick it up from there can. Hallelujah.
Yes, I would like to just add to that the faith without works, first we have to define faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And meaning that faith is something that we cannot see, but we can believe. And here in these verses 13 through 17, if we want a job, then we have to fill out an application. The application is then put forth, and that is our faith, that by me filling out this application, in my mind I say it's already approved because of my faith. And here in verses 13 through 17, it was like judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful, you know, to someone. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you say to them, go in peace, keep warm, and we know that in our hearts and minds that we have an extra coat or something to give them. So when we help our brother or sister, that's what the works is all about. It's accomplished by action. We see someone without a coat and it's 20 degrees. And I have four fire coats. So there, the faith by works is dead if there's no action taken. Amen. There must be an action taken if you say you have the faith in God. And the works is that the person in need receive what they need. Amen. I'm through.
Amen.
But if we need more enlightenment on it, amen. We just got to do the work, y'all. Look, we know what to do. We just got to do it. I mean, we could talk about it, but until we put our action behind what we really believe, then we just blowing air. And, you know, we don't really need nobody to tell us. We just got to obey God. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, we just got to stop tiptoeing around the tulips and be honest. We know what to do, but we just got to do what God wants us to do. I mean, we could talk about it all night. We really put the shoulder to the plow and do what God wants us to do, ain't nothing going to happen. We're still looking at faith without works. And so can faith alone save us without works? I mean, if you have a whole lot of faith, but you ain't willing to step out on your faith, then what good is your faith?
What good is what you talking if you ain't willing to back it up with something? Oh, I know I'm stepping on toes tonight. But if we want God to really move for us, then how are we moving for God? Because how we move for him is how he going to move for us. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. It's quiet on the set.
Amen.
I'm just speaking the truth.
We
speaking it in love.
One at a time. That's why. I don't think that's what she was doing, Apostle. She was just giving a comment. Like, you know.
No. I wasn't saying it like that. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because everybody's just giving a comment.
Amen. I wasn't saying it like that. I'm just saying, you know, now that we got this revelation, what are we going to do with it?
Okay. All right. Amen. That's the thing. I believe, you know, everybody, you know, as long as everybody obey God and do what God tells them to do, you know, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you obey God and do what God tells you to do, he begin to open up them doors. Amen. When you see somebody needs something and you give it to them, God bless you with that thing that you gave them 100 times over. Praise God. I don't know where they keep coming from. I know I bought some of them, but I ain't got all of them. They just keep coming from place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I gave away stuff. So it's crazy. Hallelujah. Whatever when you dealing with God, you can't give stuff away. The more you give away, the more you're going to get back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else have a comment on that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see who's on. Praise God. Amen. We still got about 26 minutes. What's another scripture that's being taken out of context? One that I've always heard taken out of context is the love of I heard money was the root of all evil. That's what they say. Money is the root of all evil. But that's not actually what it says. It says the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. So money itself ain't evil. It's the love of it. You know, I always say money is neutral. It's what you do with it. You can take $10,000 and put somebody through college, or you can take $10,000 and put a hit out on somebody, you know. Praise God. Either way, you know, money itself ain't evil. It's what you do with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight.
Amen, Pastor Prevost. May I speak on that one too? On that scripture about the love. Amen.
Yes,
on that scripture, it says that the for the love of money, what it means is that for the having more love for money than God, it what makes it evil, because God is love. And anytime you put anything else in number one order, God is number one. And anytime anything else tries to move up into the number one place, that becomes evil. And it wants to fight against that is good. So the love of money more than the love of God is what makes the money evil.
Amen. I agree with that. Amen. Because God did say he's a jealous God. He will have no other gods before him. And money, you might consider money, some people have made money a god. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And they'll put God, but they'll put their money before God. Amen. Meaning they'll sacrifice what's morally comprehensible and morally righteously correct for the money, for the dollar bill. What they, how they said, they used to say they'll do something strange for some change. Glory to God.
Change.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And they can buy you, and they can buy your sermon. They'll make you change. You'll start out preaching about Jesus Christ. But because of the money, you'll start saying beans and rice. They'll buy you out because they know that you can be bought with money.
Amen. 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 Absolutely. Absolutely. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. That money will lead you the wrong way, especially in the ministry. In the ministry, they throw that money at you. A lot of funding is coming from places, from the government places, praise God. Amen, which puts restrictions on what the church can say and what they can do. I've heard about certain scriptures that they're not allowed, the certain scripture that says the synagogue of Satan, that's in Revelations. They're not allowed to preach from that, glory to God. That's why it's up to us to come together to ourselves, to read this ourselves, because there's certain things they can't tell us. They won't tell us, and they can't tell us because they'll lose money. And like she just said, that money will make you preach about something totally different.
It'll make you say, amen, if your biggest tithe payer is a homosexual, it'll have you saying it's okay to be gay. It'll have you going against what God said.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the biggest tithe payer.
That's true.
And we know that God said, see, that you ever heard of being money hungry?
Amen. Yep.
My grandma and my dad, they used to use that term back in the day. And we never knew what it meant. But when you become starved out for something, you'll do something desperate. And then when you're chasing after something that's going to fade away, and then you'll trade God in for something that's going to fade away.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm going to be here forever. Everything else is going to fade away.
Amen. The money, if the money too old, they won't take it. And if they do take it, I think the exchange rate is only 75 cents on the dollar if the money too old. So, you know, praise God, people finding all this buried money, they ain't getting all of it. The government getting some of it back. I don't know what, you know, praise God, it's going to fade away. And plus, it's going to be left here. That's why he says, stop your riches in heaven.
Amen.
It's gonna be left right here. We gonna look real nice in the casket, but that ain't us. We gonna be gone. We don't even own. Ain't that crazy to think when you think about it? You don't even own the skin that you in. Glory to God. That's even going back to the earth. You ain't taking nothing from
Amen.
This world. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You know who gonna end up getting it? When they put them big diamond rings on you in the casket and gold chains, you know who end up with that? The Undertaker.
Yeah.
The Undertaker.
Me and my wife.
And it's bad to say. See that?
Grave robbers and the Undertaker taking it off. That's why they tell you to leave. They tell you to leave for the Lord of casket now. Because they finna open it back
but
up
they
and whatever.
Them. Exactly.
That's going to be gone. Amen. Nothing we're going to take with us. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Amen. The scripture says, for we came here with nothing, and we're going to leave here with nothing. Have you ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse?
No, ma'am.
Well, we going, it's a, God's going to supply all our needs. He said, for I go away to prepare a place for you. And everything you need going to be in that place. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Anybody else have any comments or any topic they want to discuss on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anything you want to throw out there on tonight?
Amen. If you don't mind, Elder, I want to backtrack on the first topic or the first faith without works. And I was just sitting here meditating on it. And what I'm seeing out of that, I believe that, you know, with the faith without works thing, I believe God is, like, trying to attack the paladin, you know, of the giver. Like Sister said, faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You know, when we give to people, some of us, we only give, like, to people that we know can give it back to us. Like, if we can see a return from it, that's what we give to. But if we don't see a return on it, we don't get it. You know, that's why James right here using that example of, you know, somebody coming to you, you know, they hungry or need clothing or let's say and you got the means and you just send them off because they can't pay you back. they can't pay you back. If you go in that particular passage, right, I like to go and I like to read above it. Like, he started off that specific chapter saying to not have respect of persons in Christ. Not to show favoritism. Don't be showing favoritism in your giving. If you're going to believe God, believe him all the way. Even if you don't seem like you ain't going to get nothing back. You're supposed to give regardless, knowing that God is going to make sure you fed, clothed, sheltered. Because showing respect to persons is just not believing God. Amen. The work.
Amen.
You know, the ungodly people do that. They show favoritism. They give people who they know can give back to them. You know, that's what the ungodly do. But us, we're supposed to give to whoever in need, whether they give it back to us or not. Because, like I said, we should be believing God for our daily necessities, anything that we need. I see a scripture. Like, it's a mentality. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our way of thinking. Amen. The mentality. Our way of seeing it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Just like in the world, the world say, if I'm being served, I'm the greatest. But to God, if you're serving, you're the greatest.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's God. Yeah, that's
I noticed it. Excuse me. Amen. Because I noticed that when you give and you don't think about it, you just do what God tell you to do, it comes back. We had some friends of ours who were going through,
and we pray for them, but prayer is good. But then God said, plant a seed. We planted a seed in the ground in their hand, and they began to prosper. And we were happy to plant the seed on this fertile ground. Anybody that preaches the word of God, we give to that because that feeds back to make sure that whatever they've given out, it could be given back to them. Because some preachers sweat and some preachers give out of their all that they have. They come to do things, and they may not all the time have the money to come, but they come out of necessity. And God should always have someone there to give back to them. Ain't that what Paul said? The one that's preaching the word,
amen.
You feed back into him. Feed back into him. Y'all on this broadcast, you and the others, Pastor Prevost and Apostle, and y'all are giving out the word of God, and out of necessity, you could be doing something else with your time, but y'all choose to teach the word. And those of us that receive it, if we know we're receiving a word on good ground, you see what I'm saying? Then if you go to a restaurant and what they're serving is good, then you're going to go back and you're going to do what? You're going to be an investment to them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's all Jesus talked about was giving. Giving, giving, giving. If somebody needs something, give it to them. If they don't have it, give it to them. Give it to them. Give it to them. Even with the, like you said, with the word, he said, freely you have been given, freely you shall give. But whatever they give you, receive it. Receive it and bless them, because a workman is worthy of their pay. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And like I think somebody, one of y'all said, if you ain't got the finances to give them a word. Sometimes somebody just need a word. I never will forget. I was working the drive-thru about 20 years ago at Long John Silver's. This guy came through the drive-thru. All I asked him was, how is he doing today? He said, fine. And he gave me $1. And he said I was the first person to ask him how he was doing that day. Sometimes all we can do, if we ain't got the money to give somebody, we can give somebody a word, an encouraging word, and encourage
Amen.
Them, you know, to keep on going. Keep on going. It's going to be all right. When we see somebody walking with their head down, and we know they, like, I walk with my head down even when ain't nothing wrong with me. So when I walk with my head down, people be like, it's going to be all right. Keep your head up. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. You know, we got to be able to encourage one another to keep going. Keep going. This world is hard. This world is hard, and a lot of people need more than just finances. They need, look at all the mental things that are going on right now. People having mental breakdown. People need encouragement. People need encouragement. We need to give. Give, and if we got it to give, you know, because we remember when we needed to be encouraged.
Amen.
Well, amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Anyone else? You have something else? No, you good? All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know. Pastor Paul, hang up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight. We've had a blessed time. Hallelujah in the Lord. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Paige didn't show up tonight. I don't know what happened. I think I need to call him every day. every day we do it. Pray to remind him, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. We thank God, amen, for what transpired on tonight. Hallelujah, we've had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah, and we got to help our brother, help our sisters when they in need. Glory to God, if we can help them, help them. Hallelujah, praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah, amen, for what we discussed on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of y'all that called in and tuned in. We will be online tomorrow morning for us. I know. Hallelujah, amen, for out of the mouth of God Ministries, praise God, hallelujah. And we will be on, having a blessed time in the Lord. We invite y'all to come and join us, praise God, hallelujah. I'll send a text out when we come online, amen. And those of you on TikTok, amen, I will schedule a broadcast, hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for Apostle, amen, First Lady, Sister Hope on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. Everybody else who called and tuned in, we've truly been blessed, hallelujah, with a word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God. Let me go ahead and pray us out on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the discussion that went forth on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We ask, Lord, that as we go forth, hallelujah, amen, that as we leave the line but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide when each and every last one of us, till we all come back together again. On behalf of Apostle, First Lady, and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning on Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
For the Bible said there will be earthquakes and violent flames. The words of the song said, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams.
You are
Brother
the last
Williams.
Party
say
in
amen
the conference.
For the Williams brothers.